Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
For curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day extra big deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5 amp hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland Paper's offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Burt Show.
So Jen told us earlier this morning she and her fiance are going to France, yeah. Man.
Yeah, we're going on a long vacation, and we've been planning this for months and months now, and so really exciting. It's really excited because it's finally here. So we'll be in the south of France and then parts of Switzerland, too.
And this is going to be the first time that you guys go on an extended vacation together, right?
Yes, because we met 2 weeks ago.
And they've only talked to each other on Facebook. Right. There is some, if you just start going out with somebody, there is some danger going on a long vacation with them because you don't know how they travel. You may be sort of set in your ways also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because it is, you're trapped, basically. If you do not get along, you are trapped. And a lot of times you have to make decisions together on where to go, what to see, what to do, where to eat. And normally, I mean, you're here, you go out one night and you have a disagreement about where to eat dinner, but you work it out. But you're on vacation and it's only you and them together. It either is heaven or hell. And if you are not getting along, you cannot get home fast enough.
Well, and the place you're staying is one room.
Right.
That's it. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
If you're in one of your houses, if you're in your boyfriend's house or your girlfriend's house, you get in an argument, you can either leave.
Right.
Or somebody goes upstairs, somebody goes into the yard. But in a hotel.
Do you have to go to the backyard?
Get outside. You go potty outside.
So, like Melissa said, it's either heaven or hell. We want to focus on hell today. So, I want to hear from the Burt Show listeners that have gone on vacations and you guys got in huge fights, but you were stuck with each other on these vacations. Either it was too far and it was going to be too costly to come back, so you just had to stick it out wherever you were.
Misery.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. I used to work with a dude in D.C. that this happened to. They went to Hawaii together.
Oh, that's a long flight.
It's a really long flight. And if you want to change your flight a couple of days early, flying back at that point, it was Washington, D.C. From Hawaii to D.C., it's going to cost you a fortune. So they get in a major blowout, and they had been dating for like 6 months. A major blowout. And like the second day of like a 7-day vacation.
Oh, no.
And they stuck it out in that hotel room. They broke up. They broke up on like day two and stuck it out for 5 days together.
No way. I couldn't do that. There's no way I could do that. Yeah. I would go, you know what? I've got to go get my own hotel room.
Yeah.
No
absolutely.
Way.
Yeah, this is really what we're looking for is people that have broken up with each other on vacation, but you're stuck with each other. Paul, good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey, yeah, this happened to me about 16, 17 years ago. My girlfriend and I, at the time, we've been dating long distance. We met in Aspen for a ski trip. Mm-hmm. Her family's there. So I flew up from L.A. She flew in from New York and ended up having a couple great days up there. And then she decided to break up with me while we were still on vacation.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So, but the good news is 7 years later, we got married.
Is that
really?
Right? Now, that's a hell of a comeback story right there.
Yeah, you survived a vacation breakup?
Yeah, I actually met her boyfriend up there, too, when we broke up.
Oh,
what?
So she had decided to date somebody else, but still invited me up to Aspen to break up with me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, that's sweet.
Memories.
And then you're now married to her.
I am now married. We have a couple kids, so all is good.
Wow.
That's a pretty strong comeback right there. Here is Susan. Good morning, Susan. You are on the Bert Show.
Oh, hey, Bert. My, I've got the world's greatest. My parents went on the Love Boat. That was the actual original Royal Caribbean Love Boat. Yes. And my parents got in a huge fight, and my father took a helicopter off of the Love Boat while my parents were supposed to be on their happy, lovely, you know, anniversary cruise.
How do you arrange a helicopter to come pick you off a ship?
Well, my dad says that when he went to the concierge, he's like, ma'am, I'm checking out. He was, the lady was like, people don't check out of the Love Boat. And he's like, this one does. So they had to have a helicopter come and pick him up, like, in some small port in Mexico.
That's awesome.
And take him to an airport so he could fly home.
That is, I mean, that is deep hate right there. Like, that must have cost a fortune.
Kidding. That's an investment breakup.
Not to mention all the therapy we had to go through because we were so excited they were going to be on this, like, happy romance trip. And then my dad comes home. He's like, I took a helicopter off the boat. And I'm like, what do you mean? You're supposed to be, like, rekindling your love, just like on the show.
Wow. I can't stand to look at you for one more second. I'm getting a helicopter and getting the hell out of here.
Damn.
All right, DJ Brittany here. You guys know Brittany. She's got one of these. Hey, Brittany.
Well, mine's kind of backwards.
Okay.
Because I was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I was engaged to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
In our happiness, I was. Isn't that crazy? And in our happiness, we planned a trip to Europe together. And the trip was in September. And around July, we had a big falling out. Like a big, big falling out. And we didn't live in the same place. And the last thing I said to him was like, well, I'll be at LAX in September. So if I see you there, I'll see you there. And we didn't talk for 2 months. And the week before the trip, he called me on the phone and was like, so I think I'm still going to come. And so I literally didn't see him for like 2.5 months, right up until the day. Met him at the airport. So it was a little uncomfortable.
But I bet that was fun if you didn't see him for 2 months.
I bet you guys got along for at least a week, yeah.
It was pretty fun. It was actually really fun, but it was weird. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought it was super weird. And the plane ride, like 8 hours in a plane over there with someone you have not been talking to for 2 months that are still kind of mad at is... Yeah.
It's either going to be really silent or you're going to have to... Yeah, that is bizarre.
That is such a bizarre story.
How about the ones that break up because they were cheated on vacation?
Oh no.
Didn't Mario Lopez do that or somebody in Hollywood? They got married and he was busted on their honeymoon.
Oh, I don't know.
Which celebrity was that?
I think you're right. I think
it was
like Mario
years
Lopez.
Ago. I can't remember who that was.
Hey, Joseph, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, man, I went to Wisconsin with my high school sweetheart, my girlfriend at the time. I'm a heart transplant patient, so we're up there for a doctor's appointment / vacation. Well, I brought a newborn with me. You know, he's my little man and everything. You know, we're up there and kicking and everything, and all of a sudden, you know, we get into talking and get into a little argument. I find out she cheated on me.
Oops.
Oh, while you're on vacation.
In Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. And I'm like, yo, you couldn't have told me this beforehand. She's like, well, we were coming up here to relax and have a good time. And I'm like, no, that defeats the purpose. Like, we could have worked this out before we came up here. And then we drove. So I'm like, it's over 1,000 miles away.
Stuck in the car.
So I'm just thinking in my head, like, do I really want to leave her up here and just take her newborn back to her mother?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
She was up in Wisconsin, couldn't resist the cheesy peanut.
Good for you for getting it in.
I had it like Many 20 problems. Seconds ago, but I couldn't try to get it. Some cheesy peanut.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're
hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
I went on a cruise with a boyfriend of mine, an ex-boyfriend. We had been together like 3 years, and we were at the nightclub the first night of the cruise, and I went back to the room to get my camera. And came back, and he's just dancing and making out with some girl on the dance floor.
Oh,
and this
no.
was like our sophomore year of college.
Oh, man.
And so we had a huge fight. We broke up. We had a room together, and you can pull the beds apart, but that's about all we could do. It was like a spring break cruise, so it was packed full, and we were stuck night one of 5 nights.
Oh, God.
And then we had the whole drive back from Orlando to Atlanta.
Oh, God. The day that after. Is hell.
The worst. And cruise ships are basically about 7 inches by 7 inches. So you guys are on top of each other on the cruise ship, and there's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide.
Oh.
Hey, have a great vacation, Jen.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm sure
now
these stories have nothing to do with you.
The Bert Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
The Burt Show.
The guys panel in studio right now. We got a total of six dudes in here right now. And women can call up and ask any question that you've always wanted to ask guys. And they will answer honestly. Here is Helen. Good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning, Helen. What's going on?
I have a question. In a man's point of view, what the hell does a promise ring mean?
What does a promise ring mean?
He still wants sex.
That means, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you've been bagged and tagged.
I really, really like you.
How old are you, Helen?
I'm 25.
25, and he just gave you a promise ring.
I was going to say, I think it means he wants to take you to the prom. I mean,
right. I know. It's very high school.
Like, what, is that a promise that you promise to hold on to your virginity until you guys are married? Like a Jonas Brother promise ring? Or like a promise ring, like, you give really good sex, but I'm not ready to be engaged, so I'm going to give you this?
I think that's what it means. Like, we've been together for 2 years now. We have a daughter, and he's been married before, so I think he's a little hesitant. Yeah. The marriage didn't go well. So for my birthday, which is Valentine's Day, I received a promise ring. But this ring is awesome. Like, it looks like an engagement ring. It's beautiful. He went to Jared's to get it, so I don't understand.
I
it.
Went to Jared's.
He went to Jared's?
Okay. Yeah. Right, is this a... Hold on. Let me change my answer then.
Okay. If he went to Jared's, you are in. Okay. That's
oh,
much
better. I'll be knocking Jared's now. I'll be knocking Jared's. All right. So is the promise ring really just the shut-up ring? I think that's what she's asking.
I think we all agree with that. Yeah. I think it's one of those deals where he's not quite ready and you give a promise ring. And a lot of times it's a very Southern thing, too. I think a lot of guys, you know, give a promise ring first and the girl keeps that forever. And it's a promise to do the right thing in about a year or so. Or maybe he can't afford the ring he wants to buy you, so here's a promise ring. Sometimes it's affordability.
But she's saying it's an awesome ring.
But either way, the guy's not going anywhere. I think you got him hooked. If I'm giving a promise ring to a girl, you might as well give her a wedding band because you're like, man, I'm not going anywhere.
Steve, I imagine you have a drawer of promise rings. Like my dentist used to give me when I had no cavities. Here, pick out a toy.
Actually,
like
I know.
Mr. T over here.
I will give y'all. I do have a drawer full. They're toe rings, and I promise to look at them in the air.
Not to get cynical and practical, but look at it as he put out a financial investment, and you know, I mean that takes something. You know, I don't know. It sounds like it's if it's really like almost as nice as an engagement ring. You know, it's. Look at it that way. If you want to look at it on a practical basis,
I think it's stupid. I think if you're gonna do it, do it. If I'm gonna give a woman a ring, I'm gonna give her a ring because I have an intention to give her a ring. This is the prerequisite to what I'm really gonna do later on.
That's almost as nice. Yeah,
that's stupid.
Is it the shut up ring, Dutch? Is that what that is?
Yeah. I would say it's the shut up ring. In this girl's case, you know, they have a child together, and it's a nice ring. He's had a marriage before. We don't know how that went, and I know that I would be real hesitant to get married again if it went south.
Give her some balloons. Give her a piece.
I don't know.
What if he backs out? Like, what's the promise? Do you want to do it or you don't?
This is another conversation for another time, but the one thing that I did hear her say is that we have a son together.
Yeah.
And now he's giving me the promise ring, which has always been a little confusing to me. Like, there is no bigger commitment than having a kid together. Mm-hmm. But I've heard dudes say time and time again, I don't know that I want to commit to this girl or not. Well, if you know it or not, if you got son or your daughter, you guys are committed together.
Right.
And there's no getting around that. So your fear of commitment isn't real if y'all have kids. It's your fear of committing to this woman for the rest of your life. That's all that is.
You're right.
It's the guys panel on The Burt Show. A woman can call up anytime right now and ask these guys any question that you want, and they will answer honestly. 1-877-588-BERT, Bert. 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Haley.
Hi. I wanted to know if, in the world of guys, if there's a such thing as good or bad sex, and a such thing as a bad kisser, like a girl being a bad kisser. Yes. Then a girl will always complain about guys.
Yes.
All right, two different questions.
Yes,
let's go around.
Yes.
All right, handle the kiss one first, and then the sex one the second.
Yes, there is such thing as a bad kisser, and yes, there is a such thing as bad sex. Yes, because a bad kisser is someone who's just not willing to go in or have a good time or whatever. And yes to the second question because of the same thing I said the first question.
Southside, if she's a bad kisser, does she even get a chance at bad sex?
No, she doesn't. I'll be honest with you. If you're a bad kisser, then I'm going to be dropping you off at the door, and I'll do the proper thing, which actually sucks for me because she'll be like, he was so nice. He took me home and just, you know. I'm like, no, it's because we're never going to see each other again. Now, if you don't know how to kiss, that's just horrible. There's some girl, I was going out with a girl, her tongue was like a lizard. She just kept poking it in here and there, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I'll be honest with you, you've got to know how to kiss, and he's right. You got to let yourself go, and when you let yourself go, it's wonderful. And the tongue across the teeth, the accordion, I like to call it, that's hot. Make sure you master that.
I had one girl that used to flex her tongue when it was in my mouth. Like
flex
it was a muscle.
See, that's weird. It's like push-ups in your mouth.
Dude.
Like, what are you doing?
I can almost feel
Did
it now.
Did he say the accordion across
the
teeth?
What is accordion? What is that?
You know, the tongue across the... We have to have a talk. You know, I know the guy panel is one thing. I think we need to have a Steve.
Yeah, so she's rubbing her tongue right across your top.
I had a girl
top.
That could do that. She could touch every tooth, even the back molar or whatever that thing is back there, the cuspid.
Don't you just go to the dentist? We have insurance here.
Actually, I dated two dental hygienists, but, you know.
90%. Cool.
At the same time.
Paul, is there such thing as any such thing as bad sex?
Yes, definitely such thing as bad sex. On the kissing thing, I'd go as far as to say, if on the first kissing session, if I want to stop, like if it is it ever at a point where I want to stop, then it's probably not good enough. Like I want the quality of the kissing to be where in the first session I don't want to stop, and she pretty much has to say, all right, dude, chill. Mm-hmm.
What does he say? No,
I'm playing.
Nice. Good.
I love it. And and on the sex, I mean, same deal. I mean, it has to be like, you know, if it's bad sex, that's going to be where it's going to go for a week, and I'm like not wanting it. You know, it has to be, you know, a good sign that it's good sex is if I'm asking for it every day.
If the first time you guys do it, it's really bad, will you give her another shot?
Good question.
I'd say yes. If the kissing was good, you know what? Because maybe she was freaked out or she was intimidated. We're all human. I would definitely give her.
And you're Southside Steve. Yeah. I wouldn't be intimidated. I'm not going to run my tongue across his teeth because he's Southside Steve and it makes me nervous.
Jeff, if you were gay, I'd be in your top five and you know it. I would definitely say that, yeah, you got to give a girl a second chance. You can't be that cold or that cruel.
Dutch, okay. If she's really bad the first time, do you give her a second shot?
It depends on everything else. If you have a good time together and everything else works out, second shot, absolutely. But if you're not communicating and connecting on other levels, there's no point.
This is going to be. This may be a the next answer may be the most shocking you hear, because the women that have called before have said that only like 2 in every 10 dudes are really good in bed. So let me ask you guys the same question about women. If you sleep with 10 women, how many of them really know what they're doing?
Why'd you look at me?
I mean, everybody's going to answer. You might as well just dive in first, all of it.
I'd say about 4.
4 in 10.
Yeah.
Southside.
I'd go a little higher. I'd say 6 to 7.
I'm on the 4 tip, I think. I was thinking 4.
I was thinking right down the middle.
5.
5, because it's really 50-50 split. when you look at it, and it also kind of depends on who you go after. Generally, you know, you can size somebody up. You can kind of feel, you can, as you're talking to them, you can kind of tell if they're passionate or a little bit. You can kind of tell. Sometimes you get a surprise in there, and that's where that other half comes from. But, you know, you can feel them out pretty early on.
So a woman is listening. A woman is listening right now, and she doesn't know that she's bad in bed. If you guys have sex with her and she's bad in bed, how will she know that it was a bad experience for you guys?
How much do you like her? Because if you like her, you'll probably be like, you know what? I don't think you have to da 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 da, whatever that may be, you know. But if it's
if after the second time you guys have sex, if he's not calling,
I'm guessing Steve just writes a note on her Sharpie and drags a sleeping bag out to the curb.
Now, stamp. Where's my Sharpie?
He puts a stamp right on her.
You know what it is? It's not the girl's fault. And one reason why I think my numbers were higher than these guys, and I don't know who they date, but I date, say, from 20, 22. Now, hear me out. I date from 22 to, like, 26. That's usually the zone I'm dating, that type of girl.
I would think your number would be lower then.
Well, no, you know why? Because these girls are, man, I'm telling you, the girls today are not like the girls when I was in high school. Man, they are out there, and they're willing to do whatever, whenever. And I think that they let themselves go more. I think if you're dating an older girl and she's been in a relationship, if that guy was a bad lover, she's a bad lover. And I think you got to watch. I think you older girls are either girls that are coming out of a marriage or they maybe dated a guy for
like
10
older
years.
Girls like 28 or 32.
Yeah, right. somebody in their 30s.
Elderly ones like that.
But
those
I think a guy, you can correct it. Any one of us or any guy that cares can correct it. That you can turn the girl and teach her a different way to make love.
What's
if she's
your cutoff point? You said 22 to 26. Like, what won't you go under or go
well,
up?
I date a couple girls right now. They're 28, but they're farmed in already because I was dating them when they were 24 and I'm going back. So
I think you mean grandfathered in.
I get older and they stay the same age.
I'm from the south side, man. I got a farm in McDonough. They're farmed in.
I've had the opposite experience. I find like the ones on the older end of the range are better in bed than the younger ones.
Absolutely.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Like friends of your mom.
More
stuff.
Experience.
Yeah. Like my mom.
Way to go, Jeff. You picked on somebody else.
Mom, when is Susan coming back?
Hey, Mom, isn't it time for another book club?
Exactly.
I'll bring the box of wine.
So three of the four of y'all think that women are better in bed when they're older rather than younger.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sue, you'll be... Oh,
Sue. Young, dumb, and full of...
I wish I knew.
Sue took off. Focus, boys. Focus. I know
it's
we
like,
all
seriously?
Got ADD. Here we go.
Swear to God.
Sue wanted to know, and this always comes up whenever we're doing the guys panel question, is what is normal watching for porn when it comes to dudes?
Usually during entertainment buzz.
How much is too much? What should women be? What are like the red flags that he's watching too much? Do most dudes watch every day?
During dinner.
I mean, if it's normal? Daily and it's interfering with their relationship and their intimate time together, then it's an issue.
Of course.
I mean, if we can do it together, that's better.
Yeah. That's even better. But yeah, I mean, I think we don't. Women watch as much porn as guys. I think today. You know, what I mean, we don't even talk about
really?
That. Really? I really do.
I don't watch porn. So I mean, you
that's
know.
Because you're 90%.
No,
bro.
But hear me out. I don't get on the computer or anything like that. I know, like all the guys I work with are living on their computers every day.
just checking my Facebook.
And you can come in my house and go CSI or whatever I'm thinking of on my computer. and attack it, and there's no porn on it. I might have some DVDs, like, you know, occasionally throw one of those in, but that's time by yourself. I would not, you know, and that's once in a while.
I think, honestly, to his point, you know, it's a personal thing. If you have time by yourself, you're doing that.
Yeah.
But
by yourself.
If you're in a relationship, you're with someone, and you're still going after the computer,
that's not
we're
good.
Talking some psychological issues right now.
I can't relate to the inner relationship thing and still
that
needing
makes no
porn,
sense.
But I'm not going to judge, but I think, like, I don't see the need for that. If the relationship is good and it's good physically, why do you need porn? I mean, on the individual level, personal level, you know, that's one thing. But
you're saying if a guy is really, if he's totally satisfied, 0% tolerance for porn for you.
Porn goes
that
away.
Is not correct.
No,
well,
that's not
for
the normal
Dutch,
guy.
Dutch is finally speaking up now.
No, that is totally
Dutch
not
has
correct.
Put his foot down.
You guys, whatever. A normal guy, you talk to him, they are watching porn regardless of whether or not they're in a relationship. It happens. That is fact.
But you're not watching it if she's like in the next room.
No, not in the next room.
Unless you're like, come on over. Let's
I was thinking
this,
more.
Unless it's
you're talking about by yourself, right?
By yourself.
She's like,
I'm totally fine.
Every guy does it by himself.
That's what I meant. Like, period. By yourself, that's a personal thing. That's cool. That's understandable. But like the whole you know, watching it while you're, you know, having sex or whatever, or needing to have it. Like,
no, you know,
I can't relate to that.
I think that's how you guys have answered it before. Also, like, if it becomes part of a need for him to turn him on before you guys have sex,
right.
then it's a real,
then
real
it's
problem.
A weird.
But if your girl wants props in the bedroom, that's okay. If she, you know, whatever it takes, she's got to be happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I bet your house is sort of like an insurrection. I bet you got one of everything, man.
You'd be surprised, no. It's all natural.
What's in a shoebox? What's in
I don't
the
have
box?
Any mask or anything crazy.
Most people hide their bad box. He has to, like, hide the bad wing of his house.
No. Don't go in there. Don't go in there.
It's like medieval swords on the wall.
If you got that many props as a dude, you're making up for something. I don't have those. Sorry.
All right, Dolvet, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Southside. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, man.
Pleasure. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, dude.
Thanks, brother.
Oh, I got to mention, I'm on the Regular Guys Morning Show. I was told I had to do that.
Yeah, because Larry will spank you if you don't do that.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Dutch, thanks, man.
Hey, man.
Congratulations, Steve, by the way. You got tweeted about our very own Brittany. Fierce Flawless on Twitter writes, every time I hear the guys panel, I hate Southside Steve even more.
That's all right.
Congratulations.
I think you got a shot.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that ow, dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply. The Burt Show.
Let me give you guys an update on this whole thing, and with any luck at all, this will be the last time I will ever talk about this situation ever again.
Right.
If you are a new Burt Show listener, I've been telling these guys, it's come up more over the last week about this friendship that my wife has formed with a guy that we work with. His name is Mike, and he lives out of town, and they've become really good friends. Last summer, they became really good friends. They were texting each other all the time. They were emailing, calling, and Stacy and I had a conversation. This is really the abridged version of the whole thing. And I told her I wasn't comfortable with what was going on. And essentially she said, look, this is in your own head. I'm allowed to have guy friends. I'm not going to do anything. So this was part of my personality before I met you. This is who I am. So I'm sorry, you're going to have to deal with it. So we fought and fought and fought about it. Finally, I swallowed it and said, if this is the way it's going to be, I'm just going to watch it really, really, really closely. But I don't trust the guy. He's become part of our social circle. We hang out a lot. It's a guy that I would consider a friend now, but still, he and Stacy are much tighter and communicate way more than he and I do. So I sort of buried the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. And then, as I told you guys last Saturday, we were all out drinking together, and Stacy's on the dance floor, and I say to the dude, I just want to let you know, never really been entirely comfortable with this whole situation. He says to me he knows because he has friends in Atlanta, and he's heard about me talking about it on the radio before, and he also says that I don't have anything to worry about. He's been in the same situation. It's been done to him, and he would never, ever, ever do that to me. So then I started talking about it during the show here. And I got to tell you guys that there are some days when I get off of the show and I'm sort of bummed by the personal material that I bring to the table because it is so personal, and to read emails and get the opinions of everybody in here also. These are dear friends of mine, you know, and they're always protecting me. There are some days where I'm like, I wish I would have protected my relationship better, you know, during that time. But I got to tell you guys, in this situation, I'm so glad I shared it with y'all because it brought up all the anger and all the questions and all the instincts that my gut has told me. And all of your emails and everything that you guys have said to me over the last week really made me start rethinking this thing. So as I've told you before, my family is at the beach right now, and I'm here during the summer, and I fly in and I see them every weekend.
It's just them and that dude, right?
So
that came out of his eye when he laughed. Like,
it was starting to brew with me because we were talking about it midweek, and I felt myself getting angrier and angrier with every email, because every email that you guys sent me and every conversation that I had with y'all was exactly how I felt for the last year. So I was getting angrier and angrier, and when I'm on the phone with, I didn't want to bring it up to Stacy on the phone because this is an important one right here. So I let it fester for a couple of days. So when I'm checking in with her, I was real brief with her. I was an ass. So then I fly into Hilton Head because our sister-in-law was celebrating her birthday. So Stacy picks me up from the airport. We've got the family with us, and then we immediately go to their house. So I still have no time to talk to Stacy about this, but it's brewing. I am really angry now. Then we go and we party that night because it's my sister-in-law's birthday and we're off. So I have to sort of squash it for the night, but I just wasn't myself.
Katie hates that I do that because if I've got something on my mind that's bothering me, I can't let it go until I express it somehow.
There was just no good time in that 24 hours to talk to her about it because I'm around family and I knew this was a serious conversation.
It wasn't a five minute, hey, step out on the porch for a minute.
No.
Exactly.
And I also knew that we would be drinking on Friday night. So it was especially hard for me because once I start drinking, then, you know, it just starts flowing. So, but I capped it until Saturday morning. So we woke up and she knew something was wrong and I just started talking to her about it. And I told her how disrespected I felt about the whole thing and how she sort of just dismissed exactly how I felt a year ago. And it turned out to be a pretty long conversation. And without getting into too much detail about it, I will tell you this, that her attitude about it has changed. And her...
They broke up?
The definition of her friendship with this guy has changed actually over the last couple of months. But from here on out, will be different than it was before. Some of the stuff that you guys relate to me really made sense, and I relate to her, and I think she got it. And I think she totally got it.
Is there one line or one angle or one something that you could see the change in her eyes where she was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point? I wish you had done the plan we talked about in your office and just started hanging out with a really hot chick.
Jeff had like four girls for me to start hanging out with just to be friendly with, right?
Because that's her way.
Because that's a mature way to handle the situation.
Yeah, but at least Bert would get a couple months of hanging out with a really hot chick.
I'll tell you where the whole conversation changed. I'll tell you where the whole conversation changed. Last year at this time, you know, Stacy and I were going through a very, very, very difficult time. So I think that she ended up leaning on this guy more than she normally would for something she wasn't getting in our relationship. So I asked her during our conversation, I said, okay, in looking back at it now, because this is all so muddled because all this happened a year ago, you know, and I've just sort of suppressed the whole thing.
But the fact that it's still lingering after, you know.
So here's what I said. I said, Stace, look, in looking back at this last year, can you look at the amount of times that you were talking to him and texting him and emailing and say that it was inappropriate? Looking back at it a year ago. And for the first time, she said to me, yes. And that was the turning point in the whole thing.
Wow.
So I was tremendously relieved. For a year, she hasn't said that to me. And in my gut, I felt it was. And she said, yes. And she said, you know, he was sort of filling a space for her. And she's sorry that it happened. And I said to her, well, that was probably the first step to getting to something getting physical.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we just were in a bad place in our relationship. So I understand how I sort of let the window of opportunity open. She didn't take it. It never got physical, but it wasn't appropriate. And I think we both agree on that now. And that was it. And I said to her, look, I am not telling you not to have male friends. That's not what this is all about. But when you start using words like connection and intimate with another man, that's when the red flag should go up for both of us for now on. And mm-hmm. she agreed. And that was really it. I think we both had a good cry over the whole thing. Mm. And in marriage, you go through tough times and you learn. And we both learned. And that's it. That's where it's at.
You worked through it. Well, good. I'm glad that there was closure to it.
It was a pretty tense hour there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where it's at, really.
So you're at peace with it and everything's...
Yeah.
So did the three of you have some good makeup sex?
I hate you. There are times I hate
close?
You.
We are at the close. Point where we're really getting all this anger issues out.
I know, right? So now I'm going to start working on my relationship with Jeff.
Hey, we've got 2 hours and 15 minutes until vacation, and nothing fixes our relationship better than being apart for 10 days.
So that's really where it is, and I don't think we'll be talking about it again. I do think because there is a professional and there is a personal part of this whole thing with Stacy and Mike and I that is fine, that I'm totally cool mm-hmm. and at peace with. We'll all hang out. I envision them still talking on the phone. They do a lot of business together also, and I am okay with that. I do not think this thing is heading in that direction. But as far as it being a deep friendship, I think those days are over. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
Okay, that's good. Well, thank you for sharing the update, too.
Yeah, and this is just, you know, I've been doing this with Stacy now for 16 years, y'all. And for those of you that are about to get married this summer, this is just, at least in my world, this is what happens. You go through times that are really low. You work them out because you're committed to each other. And you don't always see eye to eye, but somehow at the end of the day, you work it out, you cry together, and you move on. And that's why I believe at the end of the day that Stacy and I are going to be married with each other for 50 years. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cash back, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
The Burt Show.
Chelsea, our intern Chelsea, making her Burt Show debut. How are you today?
Good.
All right, so we understand you have reason that you might be creeped out by one of your neighbors.
Yeah, well, I moved to Atlanta downtown about, it's been probably about a month ago now. And
where are you from?
From up and coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really far. It's really far down here. But when I came down here, we noticed our neighbor's yard was like super overgrown, and that's it. That's why I'm creeped out. We noticed it was super.
And there's just weeds.
That is the first sign. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge red flag.
I mean, it was like ridiculous, like tundra. But we came back a couple days later and it was fine. But then I noticed, like, I go out on. I have this little porch off of just my room. I think my room used to be a storage room, which is really cool. But it used to be a storage room, and there's like a little porch off of there. And sometimes I'll go out there at night and just sit out there and
really, because it sounds like we could have the neighbor on talking about how creepy you are right now.
There's a girl living in the closet, and she sits outside every night.
And she stares at her yard. It's weird.
And her lawn is cut perfectly every day.
God, man, she's OCD.
No, but really. Okay, so they have these kind of like sheets over all their windows, and it's not like just a bed sheet. It's like, it looks like sacks, like sheets. And you can't see anything in their house.
Like burlap.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say, but everyone's like, what's burlap? I'm like, okay,
what is that, like a canvas?
Potato sack, like burlap.
Yeah. Kind of meshy.
Thick. Yeah, really rough and thick.
Okay. Oh, what if you can't afford curtains? Well, it's not just that. So the same light is always on in the front, and there's not, trust me, I've studied their house. I know.
You get to that closet, it gets small.
The same light is always on in the front through this little window I can see. And then in the front, if you're looking at the front of the house, and the lights in the front are on too. And the porch light is always on even during the day, and no lights are ever on in the rest of the house.
And these burlap or these canvas bags are always up in the window.
Yes,
so the house is dark inside, but it's always lit up on the outside.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know where we're going with this.
There's like one light on in the inside though.
Okay. So,
but it doesn't change. And sometimes there's even a little black cat that sits in the window, and I'm not kidding. It's weird. Like, just a little black cat sits in the window inside the little...
Yeah, it's begging you to save it.
Help me.
Help me.
I'm hungry. Feed me.
Before they cook me in this meth lab, please get me out of here.
So that's just one thing. That's not really a big deal. But then there's cars that are always in the always in the driveway, and there's one black Cadillac that's always there, and then there's one red car in the driveway that... It literally didn't move for weeks.
They are not very discreet about what they're doing.
No.
Chelsea, let's stop talking about your new neighborhood and let's talk about where you grew up. Not a lot of excitement there, was there?
I moved a couple times. No place really that exciting.
All pretty, like, white picket fences and...
Do you ever actually see people come in and come out of the house, or are the cars just there?
They're there, but then the red car left, and then now there's a big, like... old truck that just sits in the driveway, and the red car is back now, but it wasn't there for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just randomly they'll come in and out, but I don't see them leave. Mm-hmm. And then one time when we were leaving, actually none of the cars were there, which was weird because that never happens. And the black Cadillac's lights were shining into their backyard, and I could see like a big shed back there with all this random junk in there. And it was sitting in the driveway running for like 45 minutes.
Now, I am a little concerned about how much detail you know about the neighbors and their activity. However,
spending a lot of time on that porch.
Yeah, after you sit out on that porch for a while studying the house, do you notice like a strange aroma or get really hungry?
Like want some Doritos?
Yeah, have
or
to run to Taco Bell real quick.
Grocery store.
No.
They may not be partaking. They just may be distributing.
Mm-hmm. If there's one light on in the house and it's dark all the time, then... They're obviously doing, they're either growing weed or
pot, right?
There's something else going on.
Yeah,
there. Yeah, right?
That's my first thought. I just didn't.
Not that I know anything about that, but
yeah,
I'm just assuming
I'm sure.
I've read that, you know.
Melissa, do you want to volunteer to knock on the door and find out what's going on in that house?
Hell no.
On an average week, Chelsea, how much weed do you smoke?
None. Zero.
Maybe that's why you're standing on the porch staring.
You don't realize that you've been out there for 90 minutes.
Inhaling. Oh, my God. You're like, oh, wow, how the time flies.
Well, what do you think's going on in the house? I mean,
I don't know
what's happening, right?
I guess that might be it, but I just want to know because, I don't even know if I really want to know. I think I just want to...
I don't assume that they're the type of people that would just enjoy someone just randomly knocking on their door.
I saw him one time, and whenever we first moved there, and I was moving stuff into my house, and he was bringing out like some trash bags.
Some big lights.
He was bringing out some trash bags, and I actually saw inside of his house, like, a little bit.
Was it fluorescent?
No, there was, like, just, like, five huge bottles of ant killer just sitting there.
It just gets more random.
Ant killer?
Random.
I'm sure we're going to get, you know, some volunteers from, you know, the Burt Show community call up. Let's say their first name is Officer that right. will call up and be happy to volunteer.
I wonder if the ant killer stuff is, like, chemicals for stronger.
Or something stronger than
chemicals
pot.
Than weed, yeah. Huh.
I don't know.
Somebody will call up. Little Burt Show listener, call him. Go. I used to have a grow house, and I did it. Ant killer.
Someone will call.
Yeah, they will.
I'll be on the voice of Scotch. I'll tell you exactly what's going on in that house. We were originally going to send you on over there just to meet your neighbor, but I think in a case like this, I'm not thinking it's going to be real safe. Thank you for sharing. Though.
Get it, the Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't, please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier, he sounds sure, but listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No, the pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.